All BS, 876-3692.
Oh, boy. I am very excited right now because we've got Joey Coco Diaz on the phone. He's going to be at Treasure Island this Friday, the 22nd, at 9 p.m., man. How are you? How's Vegas treating you?
I'm not in Vegas. I'm still in L.A.
Oh, you're still in L.A.?
I got to take my six-year-old daughter to school this morning.
Oh, nice. Are you a Vegas guy? Like, when you come to Vegas, do you hang out and party and stuff, or you kind of just chill and don't really mess with that stuff?
I chill. I'm 56. I got 1 foot in the grave, one a banana peel. I smoke a little reefer, play the one-armed bandit, and I go to my room. You know what I'm saying?
I totally understand. Well, that's how it is to live here, because your friends always come to town wanting to party. You're like, dude, I live here. So what am I supposed to do, you know?
How long have you been in Vegas?
About 2003 on and off, because I was traveling, doing stand up and whatever, trying to make it doing that, but I've been overall about 13 years now in Vegas.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I think it's cool.
Would you raise your kids there?
Well, that's the thing. I can't have kids, Joey. I've been blessed with non-working stuff. So
what do you mean non-working stuff? I'll show up with some protein powder, get you in a squat regimen. I knocked my wife up to 50, Jack. I got the answer to all your questions. Yesterday was my birthday. I was 56. I have a six-year-old.
Hey, happy birthday,
yeah, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, so I'm excited. It's my birthday weekend. I'm coming Thursday night, go somewhere, maybe get a nice steak or something like that, and just I'll be there till Saturday morning. I'm going to make the best of it.
Have you performed at Treasure Island before?
Never on the Strip. I opened up for Rogan at a couple of the places, MGM Grand, stuff like that. I used to always do the South Point outside of town, and this is really my first time performing on the Strip as a headliner.
Oh, that's exciting,
with a girl
dude.
Kate Quigley, who's old wackadoo.
Yeah, she's funny, man.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show, man.
That's awesome.
It's going to be tremendous. I'm really excited, and you know, I'm working. I'm 56. I'm out there still. How fortunate am I? Left back in the seventh grade. No GED. The prison council lied to me. And here we are, 56, Jack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is better than me.
So I read that that you started stand-up while you were in prison. I'm curious what the audience is like. I mean, obviously in prison they can handle a lot more, and in today's society people get offended a lot more, so do you have to kind of be a little more PC when it comes to your comedy, or do you just not care?
It was 1988. He was in there for me. My best friend was in there for, he was a mailman, he was in there for murdering his wife and her boyfriend. He went to deliver mail and they caught them both and he shot them.
Oh my god.
The audience isn't that PC, is that your question?
Yeah.
The audience, I would get on top of the table. They would do, like, movie night. It was like a prison camp, guys. And it was they would do movie night. The projector, they had those old Puerto Rican projectors that you get when you order three pornos in the mail in the 70s. In the 70s, if you ordered porn, you got a projector with it, like a little one.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
A lot of people don't know this. They would have one of those porno projectors and it would break the tape. And I would, by the time they would fix it, since I was a supervisor in the kitchen, I would tell people what not, what to eat.
Wow.
So they would say, Cuba, go up there and tell them what's going on. And I would go up there and make fun of this guy, make fun of that guy. And it was all in, like, I didn't even know what I was doing at the time.
No, it's awesome, though.
And that same librarian that shot his wife and the guy, because he was a librarian, he was off the charts smart.
Yeah.
Very introverted, rolled his own cigarettes. He came to me one day in the library and he goes, I'm giving you this. He goes, here's a notebook I got you for you to write your joke. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't write jokes. And he, like, went pale. He goes, so you go up there with no material. I go, no, I just don't even know what I'm doing. And he goes, I'll tell you, I'm going to give you this notebook. Because I get out in, like, 9 years. If you don't get into comedy, I'm going to hunt you down and shoot you.
That's some motivation, brother.
So when I came out, it took me, like, about a year. I was such a pussy. I would call the comedy work and hang up on him. Tell him I was coming and I wouldn't show.
Oh, wow.
And after about a year, I got to go down there and do 3 minutes. and that was 1991.
Wow. We got Joey Coco Diaz on the phone. You'll see him this Friday at Treasure Island, 9 p.m. I got to ask you something because I think we know it's the same dude. There's this guy that used to hang out here in Vegas to do open mics. He wore like a wife beater all the time. And I guess he like went and assaulted John Caparillo at the Comedy Store or whatever when you were there. And you guys like had a falling out or something. Do you know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
How did you even meet that?
No,
I'm not going to say his name. But how did you even meet that guy? Because I remember that guy hanging out at open mics in Vegas.
He was a creepy guy in Vegas. And I kept sending me emails, hey, I'm a fan and stuff.
Yeah.
And we started like a little correspondence. And then I guess from that correspondence, somewhere in his head, he read, "Come to L.A. I'll hook you up." So he would come to L.A. You know, he moved to L.A. in a van. And he would call me, and one night I said, "Come to the store," and I'll say hello.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Yeah. He walked into the store, and that's when it all went down with Caparulo. That was like 6 years in the coming. You know, I'm like a Vietnamese dude. I sit in the push jack. I'm old school Jersey. You mess with me, I don't say nothing when there's a public.
Sure.
But I'll sit in that bush for 10 years and I'll remind you and I'll watch your face turn pale. I specialize in that. So, I had Jack Caparulo and then he came in and smacks him.
Oh, my God.
Caparulo needed that. Like, I could have smacked him myself. I don't find any humor in smacking John Caparulo.
Sure.
He's a nice kid.
Sure.
He's a nice kid.
Yeah, I've met him, actually. He's actually a really good guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. It's just our tempers went in different directions.
Sure. Sure, it happens.
You know, and I'm the type of guy, I cash in all my IOUs. You know what I'm saying? Cash them all in, and that's what happened. It evolved, and now the kid wants to get back into the Comedy Store. I'm like, listen, when you hit a paid regular, it takes time.
Right.
I go out there. I gave names to commercial agents. And then I'm hooked up. You know, I felt guilty about what the kid did.
Sure.
I gave him headshots. I told him what the rules. Go to this commercial agent. If you can fog up a glass, they'll hire you.
Yeah.
And he quit his job and got this job. Cutting weed, like up in the Golden Triangle.
Yeah.
Back with $3,000, like, well, now you get the apartment. He kept calling me, "Hey man, when am I getting back into the store?" And I go, "You got to go out there and make a big bang,
right?
Sure."
And then they'll put you back. He didn't want that. And he didn't talk to me for 4 or 5 months. And then one day he just unleashed on me.
Oh wow!
I didn't help him, and I'm a BS.
Oh come on!
Yeah.
You know what? And then I attacked him a little bit, and I go, what am I wasting my time with this knucklehead? Let's see what the move is. Let's see what his next move is.
Sure.
First of all, he attacked me, he threatened me, and then he took what I wrote to him and posted it, and he erased all his threats.
You weren't even obligated to help the dude in the first place.
He lost faith. He was living outside of a comedy club where they slept in there.
Oh my God.
They were animals. They slept in there. The owner would charge him $5 to sleep in the corner. He just wanted a free ride.
Right, exactly.
Right. Well, Joey Coco Diaz, awesome, hilarious comedian. Go see him, Treasure Island, this Friday, the 22nd, 9 p.m. What's your favorite number, man? We're going to give out some tickets to your show.
6, out of respect for Julius Erving.
All right,
let's do it. Caller number 6, you got some tickets right now to go see Joey Coco Diaz this Friday, Treasure Island, at 9 p.m. Man, dude, Joey, thank you so much for calling, man. We really appreciate you hanging out with us, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time and for having me on.